Hello everyone, this is Ian Along and thank you very much for tagging along with me, right? From the start, I wanted to thank everyone for those who are listening to me for at least 1 minute. At least napadaan kayo. Talagang may mga tao di ba? May mga tao na talagang pag dumaan, kapag talagang iiwas, they will go out of their way just to avoid you. Kayo, dumaan kayo, that's good enough for the meantime. But I do hope na tumagal-tagal pa kayo ng kaunti. As a content creator and I'm doing this for the meantime and not monetizing this one, I'm doing what I can not to be for my content to improve. It's not a conscious effort na ito content ko ganyan. So the best way, how I operate is, for me to have a better content, I need to have better perspective. I need to have better perspective. By meaning better perspective is learning life itself the way it is being done to me. Kasi, it's the, from time to time, it's difficult to learn from others. It's secondary. The best way is to learn it from your perspective. From your perspective, how life is treating you. Then, you will learn life from the perspective of others. Pag bata ka, or should I say teenager, if you're not on the working age, let's just say, if you're still not working, or may mga iba working, student, college pa lang, if you haven't started working, your perspective is you will learn from those who are older than you. And then, kukuha ka ng experience from yourself, yung perspective mo. Habang as you grow older, the more that you become introspective. That's at least on me. The more you become introspective because you start to work, you start to accept, you start to experience life itself. It's not being selfish. Kasi naranasan mo yun eh. May natutunan ka dun eh. So bakit mo invalidate yun? Why invalidate your experience? Why invalidate your experience when you have learned it? And why invalidate it when you will become a better person? Hindi ba? Ayan, so growing up in a Christian, in a fundamental Christian church. Growing up in a fundamental Baptist church, one of the things that I often hear is the word, pag matanda ka na, dapat matagal ka na, hindi ka na dapat natitisod. Or literally translated, as you grow older in the church or in the ministry, you must not be easily stumbled, because tisod is stumbled. And stumbled is another term for being discouraged and being offended. So pag-usapan natin yung the normalcy of being offended, or it's normal to be offended. Hear me out. It's normal to be offended. Now, to provide context, kasi lahat naman ng mga sinasabi may context eh. Kapag ka ikay sobrang mainipin mo sa context, isa ano lang yun, ang tingin mo sa ibang tao, transaction. Pag naiinip ka sa context ng iba, transaction ang tingin mo sa tao. Paano kung sabing transaction? Kasi sa business sector, time is very important. So, kaya nga, di ba may tinatawag na elevator pitch, nagkaroon ng elevator pitch, kasi sa sobrang busy ng mga executives, tapos sa elevator, sasabihin mo in the quickest way possible yung gusto mo mangyari, yung gusto na, yung sa yung proposal mo. in the quickest time possible. Kasi time is of the essence sa business sector. Kaya nga, pagka ikaw, pero sa scholastic aspect, sa scholastic or in the academy, hindi, kasi pag sinabi scholastic, na-intimidate ang iba, na parang, wow, talino, di ba? Lalo sa Pilipinas, at lalo sa mga, sadly, sa mga Christian environment, even sa Christian environment, namumutakti tayo ng anti-intellectualism, anti-intellectual tendency. Not knowing na hindi porket anti-intellectual ka, hindi ka matalino. In fact, to sustain anti-intellectualism, it takes a level of intelligence to sustain anti-intellectualism. Lalo kung gusto mong i-control ng mga tao. It takes intelligence to do that. So, being intelligent doesn't constitute intellectualism. But that's another story. Yan, so, normal lang po, balik tayo doon sa topic natin, normal lang po ang maging, it's normal to be offended. It's normal to be discouraged and offended. The fact that we have feelings, okay, sige ah, feelings. First and foremost, feelings. Especially to a healthy mentally healthy individual, ang hirap maging mentally, alam nyo, mas mahirap maging mentally healthy kaysa sa physically healthy. Mas mahirap kasi nakakapag-workout ka, tapos inom, diet and all, pero makakasalamuhan mo naman ay ano, so ang gagawin mo, magtatago ka na lang sa kuweba para lang hindi ka ma-stress, di ba? So para ka hindi ma-stress, lalayo ka sa mga toxic na tao, correct? So, diba? Lalayo ka sa mga toxic na tao. Pero, kapag lumayo ka naman sa toxic na tao, minsan, ng mga toxic na tao, sila yung manager mo, sila yung boss mo, sila yung loved ones mo. Na minsan, wow, lalo kung nasa, konektado kayo sa work, tapos manager mo siya, ano, lalayoan mo yung manager mo? Hindi naman pwede yun. So, you're on a dilemma. You're on a dilemma, so hindi siya pwede. Hindi pwedeng lalayo ka all the time. You need to deal with it. Kaya nga, may libro na on treating the assholes. Diba? On treating the assholes. May mga, na to the point, na ang haba ng book na yun, na ilang pages yung book na yun, 200 pa yun. Kasi kakabasa ko lang nun. So, wala sa akin yung book, but the thing is, it's more than 100 page. More than 100 page just to mention to you. More than 100 page just to mention to you how to deal with them, not just avoid them. O, diba? Kaya mahirap maging mentally healthy kaysa physically healthy. O. Kasi, ang pagiging sa physically healthy, although ako, hindi naman ako authority sa ganyan, sinasabi ko lang, comparatively, na wow, ako, hilig ako uminom ng soft drinks, hilig ako uminom ng soda. There are times na talagang 1 week, hindi ako uminom ng soda. So, diba, nakaya ko naman. Pero, hindi inavoidable na makadeal ka ng toxic na tao. Inavoidable for 1 week. You see the thing there? You see the point there? Mahirap pag ano, mahirap pakipag-deal. Pwede kang umiwas sa bawal na pagkain for the whole week. Mas madali yun. Kasi sa 1 week kang iiwas sa mga toxic na tao. Magagawa mo yun kapag ka mapera ka. Magagawa mo yun kapag ka mapera ka. Magagawa mo yun kapag retire ka na may pera ka. So sige, magkulong ka. O pumili, magtago ka sa yaman mo, ika nga. O pwede yun. Pero sa isang, hindi lahat may ganun. Diba sinabi ko nga, napangit ko nga last time sa episode na 99.5% of mga business owners ay MSME. So there are 100+ million Filipinos in 100+ million Filipinos. The population of the Philippines is 100+ million. Oh, di ba? Like I mentioned, pwede ka magtago sa yaman mo. And like kanina nga, kababanggit ko nga lang na 99.5%, 100 sa 1,000 tao, sa 1,000 negosyante, 1,000 negosyante, 995 to small business. So pero sa 995 na yon, ilan ang mas marami pa, hindi lahat yon ay constitute ng population ng ng population. So, sige, nagsasanga-sanga ako dito. Pero the point is, hindi lahat mayroong small business. Hindi lahat may small business. Pagpalagay na lang natin na 100 million ang population. 100 million ang population ng Pilipinas. So, I do not have the latest figure kung ilan ang negosyo sa Philippines. Yung eksakto, hindi ko na matanda. Nabasa ko dati yon. Pero, nabasa ko dati yon. Pero, sigurado ako na hindi lahat ng 100 million Filipino ay may business. So, ibig sabihin nun, hindi lahat ng tao have the capacity to avoid toxicity. Kagaya ng mga may pera. As a matter of fact, yung ibang mga small businesses, they rely on buyers. Sa minsan, toxic sa kanila. O, diba? O, toxic sa kanila. So, unavoidable din. Mahirap maging mentally sane. Mahirap maging mentally healthy kaysa sa physically healthy. So, ngayon, speaking of which, balik tayo sa pinakagusto, pinakalpaksa talaga natin. It's okay to be offended. It's normal to be offended. Diba ngayon nauuso na yung it's okay not to be okay. It's okay not to be okay. So normal din na ma-discourage ka. Normal yun. Because you have set an expectation. No expectation, no discouragement. Hindi ka nag-expect. Once you become perfect stranger with your partner, nawawala na yung na hindi ka na nagagalit. Nawawala din yung expectation. So, from lovers to strangers kayo, next, di ba? Kaya normal, it's normal for somebody to get discouraged. To a partner, or to be angry, to be offended, because you set an expectation. Being offended is overrated. Being offended is not really overrated. Being offended is overused kasi ng iba. However, even if overrated siya, because of those people who you make as a representation of an offended individual, kasi naglagay kayo ng representation na mga taong na-offend. Again, hindi lahat ng offended, hindi lahat ng offended sa church, sasabihin natin invalid or valid. However, pupunta tayo ng kaunti sa mga transfer of membership. Kung mabilis ma-offend ang isang tao sa isang sa mga local church, to the point na patalon-talon siya, hayaan nyo. Malungkot kayo kasi, hindi pa na-overcome niya. malungkot tayo kasi hindi pa niya, hindi pa siya na madali pa siya ma-discourage. Yun? Madali pa siya ma-discourage. Pero, pero, do not invalidate it by making the person stay or pasasamain nyo siya to the point na hindi na siya nag-stay kasi may siya ipatampuhin. Kaya may mga ibang tao nag-harbor ng resentment, ng sama ng loob, rat, angst, sasabihin natin angst or rat, it's because we invalidate offended individuals. We invalidate offense, we invalidate discourage, we invalidate sentiments. The reason behind is we invalidate sentiments, thus hindi na lang magsasalita, so titiisin na lang. Oh. Ito ha. Ang kadalasan nangyayari, sa mga local say maybe those who are from the different parts of the globe will disagree with this because they're speaking at the lens of their own practice in their own local church. But at least, based here in the Philippines, ang nangyayari, lalo sa mga I will speak for the Fundamental Baptist community, Fundamental Baptist Church, Fundamental Baptist community, what usually happens is that a person got offended, and instead of confronting the person who got offended, he will say it to another person. Yan nangyayari yan. He will say it to another person, and then that person will either defend the person, will either defend the person who offended him or her, the offender, okay, let's just call it the offender, for the sake of Christianity, for the sake of unity, he will defend the offender. Sometimes rebuke the offended. Or, he or she will side with the offended. And then, ano na, kampihan na. On the other hand, if you confronted your offender, there is a big possibility that it will be denied, that you are just being sensitive. So, your mind was conditioned that way, na it create a dysfunction, it create a sort of dysfunction once you are out on the secular world. Kasi magugulat ka, diba, pag ikay nasa biglang nagugulat ka sa secular world, or should I say, tiyatawag din na sa din ng mga Fundamental Baptist na sa labas, magugulat ka, bakit gano? Bakit gano pala yun? Or, kung hindi ka nagugulat at alam mo, ibig sabihin, nag-blend in ka lang sa church mo. Hindi ka talaga naging part na, nag-blend in ka lang. yan, tatandaan mo yan ha. Kapag ikaw ay mabilis nag-adjust doon sa secular, nabilis ka nag-adjust sa secular, hindi ka talaga, ibig sabihin nun, it didn't happen overnight. Yung mabilis ka naka-adjust secular, hindi, it didn't happen overnight. Deep within you, may ano ka na, nag-iisip-isip ka na, nagtatanong-tanong ka sa sarili mo, or sa nagtatanong ka na sa ibang tao, or sa sarili mo. Kaya nga, tapos, sa ganun naman na yun, kaya pag kayo umalis na doon, tapos, ang bisa man yung naka-adjust, hindi, matagal lang ganun yun. Or, you live a double life. Kaya, ang suggestion ko sa'yo, when it comes to offended, kapag ikaw ay discouraged sa local church mo or sa group mo, umalis ka. First, you confront the situation. If they make a, what you call, bawi, or they made it up with you, kasi ano eh, legit ba yung concern mo? Yung sasabihin, eh, legit ba yung concern niya? O sige. Legit ba yung pagiging offended mo? Paano mo sasabing legit yung pagiging offended mo? Bawa, hindi ka na-invite sa birthday. Hindi ka na-invite sa birthday. Normal, pero kamag-anak ka. Malulungkot ka ba? Yes. as a Filipino. Yes. Lalo, bawa, if you invested your time. So, it's normal. Now, the response. Paano po ang response mo ay nagwala ka? Yun ang mali. Kasi you put it upon yourself. The best response for that is you mention that you were not invited, or you confront the person and you're not invited. Sa ito lang example na to, ha. Hindi to, hindi yung sa exclusively solely lang dito. You confront the person. And then if they made up excuses, then that's it. The reason why may mga offended ka, the reason why you are offended is because you are expecting. People who do not care for you will not expect from you. People who do not care for you will not expect from you. If they get angry, if they're angry, they're not expecting from you. Or maybe what you have, it's because of what you have. That's why they're angry. So, that's my expectation pa rin yun. Na, like, for example, galit ka, hindi ka concerned sa manager mo for his incompetence. Kaya ka galit. Diba? Hindi ka concerned talaga sa manager mo. Kasi incompetent, kaya ka galit. Concerned ka. Hindi. Yung iba, hindi. Kaya ka concerned kasi you're part of the team na kapag ikaw ay main... nagpumalpak yan, damay ka. Yun eh. Expectations pa rin yun. There is still an element of expectations on that. Kaya nga, di ba, ginagamit ng mga abusadong tao yan. Ginagamit ng abusadong tao ang expectations. Di ba? Kaya nga, di ba, may mga volunteer groups na ang mga leaders ay abusado. Kasi alam nila ang rules of it. Alam nila ang unwritten rule of expectations pagdating sa mga groups. Sumali ka dito sa group na yun, may expectation na kung ilalagay. Diba? Halimbawa, even in the Toastmasters Club, you signed up, you paid, diba? A certain, one of the expectations is you will attend the meetings regularly. Diba? As a member of Toastmasters International, my club, I promise to attend club meetings regularly. That's part of the creed. That's why there are people na there are people who signed up despite the kind leader's approach, despite being the leader being good-natured, some members will not attend, will stop attending or not renew their membership simply because they cannot cope up, they can no longer attend regularly. And as much as you are sad because you will lose your membership, you lose your membership when that happens, but it's also a good thing because these people are decent enough. These people are decent enough to leave or to set an expectation that I will no longer attend the meeting. So, going back to the offense, that's part of the relationship, being offended. To be offended is also part of a working or familiar relationship. May mga iba kasi ino-overuse ang term na family. We are family. We are family pero hindi natanda yung birthday mo. Diba? Minsan, we are family. Hindi natanda ang birthday mo. Ah! Ganun pala. O sige. Sarcastic ka pa. Family yan. Diba? Na-overuse ang term na family. And this is also this practice has been going on even in the corporate setup, especially in the micro, small, and medium enterprises or MSME atmosphere. this kind of practice that we are family. Thus, in the small business, you will be messaged at the you will be messaged late at night. You'll have an inquiry on a weekend, na day off mo naman yun, di ba? Kasi maliit lang yung school, maliit lang yung company, so pupunta ka ng Saturday, sometimes Sunday. So kasi we are family, di ba? So na-exploit yun yung we are family na yan. Now, using that we are family narrative, o kung tunay kang pamilya, then pakinggan mo ako pag na-offend ako. Pakinggan mo ako. Kasi yun ang tunay na family. It's not by blood per se. Family is those people who listens to you and you to them. You listen to each other. That's family. Hindi naman kailangan madetalye yung concern niya kasi may mga ibang tao na hindi sila masyado madetalye sa concern nila. Pero nai-express nila yon. They are expressing it. They have the opportunity, the ability to express it to other members, whether blood family or the literal biological family or the ones you consider as family. Kaya sinasabi nila, mas maganda daw yung ano. Sinasabi nila, blood is thicker than water. Pero kung totoo sa blood, the water of may sinasabi doon na kasi ginagamit to sa mga gera eh, mga kasama mo sa gera, na mas malapit ka, mas matimbang yung nakasama mo sa gera or sa hirap o ginhawa kaysa sa kapamilya mo. Diba, minsan ganun eh, no? Kaya nga minsan may mga family na ano eh, iniiwanan yung family members nila kasi wala dun sa hirap at ginhawa. Minsan naman kasama mo sa hirap kasama mo sa ginhawa, napikon ka lang ng kaunti, tapos sasabihin sa'yo wala kang utang na loob. Aba, kasama mo sa hirap at ginhawa, buti nga hindi ka umalis eh, diba? Expectations, yeah? Babalik na naman tayo dyan sa mga expectations sa family, di ba? Kasi may family expectations. Normal na ma-offend. Kaya, yung sasabihin na, bata lang ang na-offend. Hindi, kapag matagal ka na, dapat di ka na na-offend. Gamitin natin yung analogy na to. Bata ka lang, hindi na na-offend. Pero bakit mag-asawa nagkakatampuhan? In fact, yung talagang isalitang tampo nga eh, isalitang tampo, it's quite, has a childish feel on it. If being offended or being angry or being discouraged towards another member, whether it is family or organization, fellow organization member, if that is being childish, then why their husbands and wife, their married couples who have issues when they're no longer communicating, nagpo-provide ang tatay or nagpo-provide ang husband pagdating sa bahay, hindi na makapag-usap? O nagiging issue yan? O hindi ba kailangan hindi na o-offend kasi bata lang ang na-offend? And they're adults who two individual adults na maiinis or will not be speaking terms one with another simply because the other party was not invited. Oh, dun lang eh. sa non-invitation nga lang nagkakaroon ng rift. When one is not invited by the other, hindi ba kailangan hindi ka na, hindi na na-offend? O ito na lang, sige. O ito na lang. Halimbawa, pastor ka. Halimbawa, pastor ka. Tapos, from time to time, hindi ka sinusunod ng member intentionally. Minsan kasi, sorry to say, minsan kasi nagiging, gusto nilang mapadali without working hard. Some church leaders want to make things easy without working hard. Mapapahiya kayo sa mga business leaders. Tapos gagamitin ninyo yung touch not God's anointed card or iba ang church, iba ang business card. The church is different from a profit-based business. You will use the church is different from the secular industry card. However, you will be embarrassed when it comes to that you need to work hard, you need to earn that respect. Not people deliberately doing things. Iba yun, ah, wag naman ganun. Hindi ko sinasabing sadyain mo, hindi. You need to earn that respect. Not just pastor. If you're part of the pastoral staff, if you're part of the ministry, you need to earn that respect. You need to earn that respect so much. Not impose things on them. You need to earn it. Para mapadali. And, kasi, bakit ko sinasabi to, no? Kasi, sinasabi to. Kasi, yun nga, sinabi ko nga na, you shame people for being offended. By shaming the people for being offended, you're trying to say na, padaliin nyo buhay ko. Padaliin yung buhay ko without me working hard. Diba? Padaliin yung buhay ko by me not working hard. Ang sarap naman ng buhay na yun. Hayahay, ika na. Diba? Kasi, it doesn't work that way. Hindi ko sinasabi sadyain nyo talagang bastusin ang nasa leadership. Mali yun. Pero there will come a time that you will be discouraged, that you will be upset with a decision, and leaders must get over it. And leaders must not, and even to the point that leaders must have a mindset that I don't expect you to understand me. Okay pa yung ganun eh. Okay pa yung ganun, yung I don't expect you to understand me. But I will not shame you. But you should not shame people for being discouraged or offended. Let them be. Baka nga bumalik sa iyo yan eh. There's a strong possibility that you, if you let them be and then you show yourself that you are still there when you need them, chances are they might return as a member. Pwede bumalik yan eh. May possibility bumalik yung member kapag na-discourage yung member sa isang local church. Tapos, you became better. May possibility bumalik eh. Kasi it's not, as long as you're still alive, everything's possible. As long as you're still alive and that member's alive, everything's still possible. That's why you let people be offended. You don't tolerate wrongdoing. Yes, you don't tolerate wrongdoing. But give them the room for them to express their discouragement, their offense, even to the point of leaving. Hindi ka asawa. Diba sa married couples, kailangan ano? This is one of the reasons why family, this is the reason why God, then family, then church. May mga iba, binabaliktad na yung iba, masyado na yung fixation na God, church, family. Kasi church is your family. Not everyone. Family is who hindi porket biological mo is family mo yon. Sorry to say, hindi porket biological brother mo yon, biological mother mo yon, family mo yon. Family, di ba yung sinasabi nga sa Fast and the Furious, di ba? Franchise, family daw, di ba? Yun yung pagkasama mo, yun yung kapagkasama mo sa hirap at ginhawa, yun ang family, di ba? Oh. Pero kaya iba yung family, iba ang church. Kasi sometimes the church will not understand you. But your family is. I'm talking about na family talaga na nakasama mo sa hirap at ginhawa. Ganyan. Na maunawaan yung pagkukulang mo. Hindi ito tolerate. Maunawaan. And again, time and again, it's normal to be discouraged. So, sa dami na sinasabi ko, nawa makit mapulot ninyo ay it's normal to be discouraged. Normal lang yun. Huwag kang, it's nothing new. The reason why you're discouraged from time to time, it's because you are expecting something from that person. You set a healthy expectation. And when it is not met, masasaktan kayo, people get hurt, and it's normal. You're not a childish person for doing so. Because married couples, ganyan din, immature sila? No. Hindi sila immature. Nagkataon lang na may expectations . There are expectations na hindi na met. The expectations that were not met, thus you became offended or discouraged. Either you tone down your expectations or leave the group. Now, if you cannot leave the group, just tone down the expectations, which is a very dangerous rule. When you start toning down your expectations, people will do something more. Diba? Kapag ikaw na-offend, tapos pinabaa mo yung expectations mo, gagawa sila ng gagawa, hindi sila mag-a-adjust. Napansin mo, ikaw ang nag-a-adjust. Hanggang sa mawala na expectation mo, sila na lang yung pag-anong-ganon, aalis ka na lang. This is the very reason why it's also unhealthy if no one is offended by you. Again, I do not want to end on that note. I wanted to end on this note. You're not alone. You are a person who only has expectations because you care. Part of being offended, part of being caring for a group or a partner or a family member is being offended when they did something wrong. And it is fine. It's okay to be offended. This is Ian Along, and thank you very much for allowing yourself to be tag along.